and Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Stroke. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to, quote, fight until victory as Israel's heavy bombardment of the Gaza Strip continued on Saturday and the first trucks carrying humanitarian aid crossed into the besieged enclave. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Israel kept up its heavy bombardment of targets throughout Gaza overnight on Saturday. That's after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed to fight until victory, following the release of the first two hostages held by Gaza's ruling Hamas group. Israel's military said fighter jets had struck a large number of Hamas targets throughout the Gaza Strip. The Israeli military reported a fresh salvo of attacks from Gaza against southern Israeli border communities before dawn, and later sirens sounding in the port city of Ashdod to the north of the Palestinian enclave. There was no immediate word of casualties in either incident. On Saturday, the first trucks carrying aid passed through the Rafah border crossing with Egypt. UN officials say at least 100 trucks a day are needed in Gaza to cover urgent needs, and that any delivery of aid needs to be sustained and at scale.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle reporting. The fallout from the Israel-Hamas war has spilled into workplaces everywhere, with corporate leaders from the highest ranks of prominent companies weighing in with their views, while workers complain their voices are not being heard. People from all ranks have been called out for speaking too forcefully or not forcefully enough, making it nearly impossible to come up with a unifying message when passions run deep on all sides. Islamic rights advocates say much of the corporate response has minimized the suffering in Gaza. Jewish groups have criticized tepid responses or slow reactions to the October 7th Hamas rampage that killed 1,400 people in Israel and triggered the latest war. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website.